Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with astrophysicist Amy Mainzer. She's based out of Pasadena's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and hunts asteroids with a space telescope, among other things. She even has an asteroid named after her. But today, we're here to talk about some songs that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Amy, thanks for coming down.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, what's the first song you got for us?
I've got a song by Crystal Method called High Roller. And to me, this is a song about a few different things. It's about the loneliness of outer space, the hostility of the environment, the extreme difficulty of operating in deep space, in vacuum, extreme temperatures, high radiation, and yet somehow pulling it off. When our space missions work, it's truly miraculous in some sense because they're so complicated. And so to me, this song is about our place in space, our unique, fragile Earth, amidst a really, really hostile rest of the universe.
What is it about the song that gives you that reaction?
Well, the song's got a couple of clips. It samples some of the Apollo astronauts talking back and forth to mission control, and so that kind of sets the tone right there. But it's also kind of got this almost creepy vibe to it. It's just a really kind of dark and almost foreboding sound to it, which, you know, as somebody who works and builds machines that operate in deep space, that really is how I feel sometimes. These things are tough, and it's so hard to get them to work. And when they do work, you're just so grateful.
You got it.
That was Crystal Method with High Roller, as selected by our guest, Amy Mainzer. What's the next song you got for us?
And now for something completely different. We're going to go with Von Mason, a little old classic called Bounce Rock Skate Roll. And I picked this one because the project I was working on, the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer Telescope, it launched in late 2009. And it was just a whirlwind of space madness after that. So I had to pick a new hobby that was something completely unlike work. And I got into roller skating, roller disco, actually. And of course, LA has a really vibrant roller skating scene, which is just really wonderful to be a part of. And so to my mind, this is the roller disco song. I mean, whenever I hear this, I'm just happy and it's really hard for me to sit still.
Well, here's the roller skating jam from Von Mason, Bounce, Rock, Skate, Roll. That was Von Mason with Bounce, Rock, Skate, Roll, as selected by our guest, Amy Mainzer. What's the next track you got for us?
Okay, now we got another classic roller skating tune. This is by Tweet. It's called Boogie Tonight. And I picked this one because there used to be, until very recently, a roller rink here in Los Angeles that was kind of an institution. It was called World on Wheels. And I spent so many great nights there. This was one of the songs they used to play. And the thing that World on Wheels really brought to the scene was it was just a place where everybody could go. You would meet all kinds of people, kids to, you know, older couples, and they would be dancing around, you know, skating around. And to me, that was just one of the best things about the place. It brought everybody together.
Those roller skating rinks, when I think about it, sort of remind me a bit of planets orbiting a sun. Is there some sort of astronomical connection between roller skating and your work?
Absolutely, yes. So I've got to do an educational video sometime that involves roller skating as a demonstration of angular momentum or something like that. Are you ready? Are you ready? I know you're ready.
That was Tweet with Boogie Tonight, as selected by our guest, astrophysicist Amy Mainzer. What's the next song you have for us?
Okay, we have a clip from the Star Trek II soundtrack. Now we're going to get really nerdy.
Okay.
So, this is basically a song called Battle in the Mutara Nebula. And I'm kind of letting my nerd flag fly here. But basically, I used to spend a lot of time when I was a kid listening to this soundtrack over and over and over. This one, the Star Wars soundtrack, Empire Strikes Back. That's pretty much all I listened to for about 2 years straight between the ages of 12 and 14. So you're getting a little glimpse into the proto-nerd that I became. The thing I liked about it is I still play it today because, in a way, it helps me concentrate. And astronomy is a lot of programming. But people don't realize that sometimes. They think that it's, you know, romantically looking through a telescope. Mm. But, of course, that's not really what we do nowadays. Most of what we're doing is working with computers because our electronic eyes, our robots, essentially, gather the data for us. And then it's up to the astronomers to use computers to basically tease out the signals that we're trying to find. So I like to play stuff like this because it helps me concentrate when I'm programming.
Now, you mentioned you listened to this and other science fiction soundtracks as a kid. Did that connect into what you wanted to do as a career?
Very much so. And it's kind of funny because, I mean, I play violin, not terribly well anymore, but, you know, it was music for me, and these soundtracks were a way of sending my mind somewhere else, of basically trying to envision what it would be like to be in space or to get to see the things that are out there and to try to learn more about them. When I was growing up, I didn't know any other scientists or really anybody like that. So this was, for me, a way of imagining what it would be like to be involved in studying the universe. And it was inspirational.
That was a selection from the Star Trek II soundtrack, Wrath of Khan, as composed by James Horner and selected by our guest, Amy Mainzer. What's the last track you got for us?
The last one is a remix of a song by a French band called Air called Kelly Watch the Stars. As an astronomer, I kind of had to pick that. And I really like this remix by a group called Moog Cookbook, who are Los Angeles-based and a couple of people. And they actually are kind of the proto-Daft Punk, I would say. They were kind of the inspiration, I think, for a lot of the electronic music groups that are out there now. I listen to a lot of electronic music. Like I said, it really helps me concentrate when I'm programming. But I like this one because this is just so much fun. You can't help but smile when you hear this song.
I know there's also sort of the concept music of the spheres. And I guess sort of one interpretation of that is the sort of mathematical nature of the heavenly bodies, having something similar with the way that music can be mathematical. Do you think about music in that kind of sense, or is there an emotional content that has to be there as well? How do you react to music?
The wonderful thing about music is that it's both. It appeals to both the mathematical precision that, as a scientist, I really appreciate, but it's also about how you feel. To me, art and science have always kind of been two sides of the same coin. I mean, science is how we understand the universe, and art, especially music, is really how we feel about it. So they really work together.
That was Air with Kelly Watch the Stars, the Moog Cookbook remix, as selected by our guest, Amy Mainzer. Well, Amy, thank you so much for coming down and joining us here at KCRW.com.
You're most welcome. Thanks a lot.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.